You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
We are talking this morning very shortly with Hene Te Ariki Parata Walker, who is one of the young Māori writers that will be showcasing her new play in a public reading as part of Kaonga Festival. She actually joins me on the line right now. Morena Hene, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Hey, really looking forward to talking with you this morning about your play, The Jumpers. So to start off with, do you want to just give me a little bit of an overview of what The Jumpers is about?
Yeah, sure. So The Jumpers is a coming-of-age comedy that's about this group of kids, and it's a crew of kids that call themselves The Jumpers. And it's about this extraordinary day that they share together, jumping off their wharf, where they meet a very famous social media influencer, and they tell him this, like, innocent lie to capture his attention, and that lie sort of spirals them all into chaos, and so that's basically, the premise of The Jumpers.
Oh, sounds intriguing. Where did the idea for the story come from?
So one of the primary ideas was, of course, have you ever been to the Tolaga Bay Wharf?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so the Tolaga Bay Wharf, for anyone who may also have never been there and had the pleasure of jumping there, is the longest wharf in Aotearoa, so it's the longest in the country. Mm. It's also in my hometown called Tolaga Bay. And so in the summertime, because it's this iconic tourist attraction, it gets swarmed by tourists in the summer. And so we got used to, as kids, sharing our local hangout with visitors. And I always just thought that would be an amazing place to set a story, because it's like, you know, a lot of kids might grow up with a local hangout being like a skate park or a playground or something, and ours was this like incredibly long, 700 metre almost long wharf out at sea. And I just thought it would be a fantastic place to set a show, because there's the element of like a friendship story, but there's also this danger of the sea. So that definitely the Tolaga Bay Wharf was one of the inspirations, along with the social media angle as well, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell me about your relationship with playwriting and with the stage. How did you come to enter that world and have the desire to bring stories to the stage?
So in a previous life, before coming back to being a student again, I did a bit of acting, and I was introduced to playwriting and script development when I was, my first time being a paid actor, was developing a script by Nancy Brenning, who was a incredibly influential Māori actress in her time, and it was her play called Hikoi, where I was one of the actors that were voicing one of the characters of that script. And then in subsequent years, I had some opportunities to help voice other scripts from other Māori playwrights as well. And so that was like a really awesome way of being introduced to script development, and like a very supportive, empowering way to start my journey. However, this time round, as the playwright for The Jumpers, I've had an amazing opportunity to be part of Te Pau Theatre's Kōanga Festival, which is like developing Māori playwrights. And so that's put on by Te Pau Theatre. And we've had like a few months long training and meeting together to help develop our first script. It's come a long way, and I'm really excited to show it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And yeah, as you mentioned before, the Kōanga Festival is about celebrating Māori and Māori storytelling. Do you want to speak to how the jumpers might address or sit alongside the experience of being Māori and being out on the Tolaga Bay Wharf?
Absolutely. That's such a good question.
Oh, fantastic. That's my job.
Yeah, so Kōanga Festival, yeah, absolutely has been an awesome experience of being able to, like, be in a space that recognises the importance of telling Māori stories as Māori. And that's really allowed me to showcase... because I, you know, Tonga Bay is a predominantly Māori community. It's a very small, tight-knit community, and that's how I grew up. And so those concepts that seem very normal to me, it's really cool to have that shown to a wider audience. And so when I talk about, like, concepts, I suppose, one of the things that I grew up with as a coastal town was the importance of the sea, because to Māori, and this is a part of the jumpers, is that one of the things that they talk about is that the sea holds God to us and the children of God. Mm. And so growing up, we always knew there were rules with the ocean and there were consequences to breaking the rules. And that's very much a common theme that you see in a lot of Māori shows that are based around the ocean, and that's also something that will be in the jumpers. I think growing up surrounded by water, like, we learned humility, and it's such a funny thing for kids to show, you know, when you're a kid, and something that I want to show in this play is, like, when you're a teenager and you have these big dreams and you have these big feelings because you're feeling them for the first time, you know, like, those types of feelings that you see in friendship stories and coming-of-age stories, it's actually quite a humbling thing to be surrounded by the vastness of Tumwana Ngātua, and this huge expanse of water that our ancestors crossed. And so, like, I wanted to incorporate those ideals that the kids would have around the knowledge around rules at sea, and there's the, you know, that's an interesting kind of point, and it'll be twists in there around the dangers if you break those rules, and what are the consequences if you break those rules, given that are out in a dangerous place that you call your playground.
Mm. And I guess I, along with many listeners, am intrigued to hear what comes of this little white lie that the jumpers tell. So if anyone wants to get along to listen to the reading, where can they go to do that?
Yes, so you can get your tickets online. Those are available on the Te Pau Theatre website. If you just give that a Google, Kōanga Festival, you're able to get them there. The Jumpers is on with another show, so there's two play readings that night. So there's my play, The Jumpers, but also one of my cousins plays Te Ori Ori Ngātai Melbourne, who is a well-known young actress. It's her debut play as well, Te Aho Te Marama, on the same night. So both readings will be read that night at 6 p.m. on Friday.
Oh, fantastic. Well, hopefully some listeners will be able to get along. Thank you so much, Hine, for your kōrero this morning and for sharing so openly about the jumpers. And congratulations on getting it to its final state. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Cool. Kia ora, Hine. Have a great rest of your day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.